Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Down the Drain by Christopher Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. China clay is not quarried as other minerals are. It's washed out of the ground with strong hoses. Then the mixture of clay and water has to settle and be drained before Bill and Ben can take them away. Part of the line which the twins took to reach the China clay runs near the sea. There is a hollow in the land just here, which often floods after heavy rain. Local people have called it the drain. The autumn gales, which had brought down the farmer's tree for Terence to cut up, were also causing rough seas and high tides. When rain came too, the engine crews looked gloomy.
"A really high tide now," said Ben's driver. "Could make real trouble at the drain."
But though pools of water lay either side of the line, they grew no larger. Bill and Ben puffed happily to and fro, replacing loaded hoods with empty ones. They forgot about the drain. The rain began again, and the wind strengthened. The engines went to the clay pits that morning. Their drivers noticed that the water in the drain was rising. While Bill arrived with empty trucks, Ben prepared to leave with a train of full ones. At the drain, he found that the water was level with the top of the rails.
"Come on," said Ben bravely. "We must get through, if only to get help for Bill."
"Go back, go back," the wind seemed to shriek. Ben took no notice. When the rising tide, whipped into a huge wave by the wind, swept across the line.
"Oof," spluttered Ben, as water crashed against his side. "Help!"
With a hiss, the water reached his fire.
"Quick, Ben," urged his driver.
But it was too late. With a despairing gasp, Ben stopped. He was stranded in the middle of the drain, with cold seawater lapping his wheels. The firemen set off for help.
"Keep on the sleepers," advised the driver. "We don't want you swamped as well."
The water had reached the fireman's waist, but he struggled on. At last, cold and soaking where the trucks were, his driver wasted no time. "Ben must be rescued," he said. "We need a steel cable, a pair of waders, and determination."
"Yes," said Thomas doubtfully.
He understood about the cable, but he wasn't sure about determination, and didn't even know what waders were. Thomas stopped at the water's edge. His fireman put on the waders and set out, carrying the end of the cable. Ben was delighted to see him. The fireman fastened the cable end to Ben's front coupling. Then he uncoupled the trucks so that Bill, who had come behind, could pull them clear.
"Right," he said as he joined Ben's driver. "Let's go."
Poor Ben had no steam left to whistle, so the driver and fireman waved to show Thomas that they were ready. Carefully, Thomas took the strain. Slowly, with the water cascading all round him, Ben came out of the drain. Once he was clear, Thomas was properly coupled to him and helped him back to the shed.
"Thank you, Thomas," said Ben gratefully.
And his eyes twinkled for the first time in several hours. It was 4 days before the water in the drain subsided. When Ben reached home, both twins agreed that it would be ungrateful for them to ever tease Thomas again.